This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Vice President Pence to remove President Trump from office by invoking the 25th Amendment. Pence said on Tuesday that he will not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office because it would set a terrible precedent. A Kansas woman was executed for strangling an expectant mother and removing a baby from her womb in 2004. It's the first time in nearly 70 years that the U.S. government has put to death a female inmate. 52-year-old Lisa Montgomery was pronounced dead early Wednesday morning after the Supreme Court rejected a stay of execution. The lethal injection was administered at a federal prison complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. The U.S. military's Joint Chiefs of Staff, the uniformed leaders of the military branches, on Tuesday put out a rare message to service members saying the violent riots last week were an assault on America's constitutional process and against the law. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A National Football League quarterback will step in to become a guest host of the TV game show Jeopardy. USA Radio News' Dan Araki explains.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he'll be one of a series of guest hosts on Jeopardy. The show returned this week with former champion Ken Jennings as an interim host, with producers saying they were putting together a number of guest hosts to step in for Alex Trebek, who passed away from cancer in November. Rodgers was a Celebrity Jeopardy champion in 2015 and said he's excited for the opportunity to work on a show he's felt a special connection to for so long. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Longtime network news anchor Katie Couric has also been asked to take over the hosting reins of Jeopardy for a week. Google-owned YouTube is the latest tech company to bar the president from posting online. YouTube said Tuesday it had suspended President Trump's channel over a concern about ongoing potential for violence. It's the latest move by one of the large tech companies to limit the president online. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The investigation by the feds on last week's Capitol building riots continues. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Federal prosecutors say that more than 170 people are already under investigation for actions at the Capitol, and even more are expected to be opened. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Michael Sherwin, said there are a large number of crimes related to the riots that they're looking into.
Given the enormity of the actors we saw both inside and outside the Capitol, the range of criminal conduct is really, I think, unmatched in any type of scenario that we've seen the FBI or the DOJ. We're looking at everything from simple trespass to theft of mail to theft of digital devices with inside the Capitol to assault on local officers, federal officers both outside and inside the Capitol, to the theft of potential national security information or national defense information, to felony murder, and even civil rights excessive force investigations. So just the gamut of cases and criminal conduct we're looking at is really mind-blowing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
The 2021 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada continues. A new cool device is a showerhead Bluetooth speaker powered entirely by the flow of water in your shower. Like a turbine at the dam, it makes its own electricity. It's called Shower Power and will cost you about $100 in the near future. The 2021 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is closed to the public. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing, you better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we start off with the one and only Horace Cooper, co-chair of Project 21 National Advisory Board, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, author of How Trump is Making Black America Great Again. The way they're canceling everything, Horace, they may end up trying to cancel your book as well. I mean, this is, boy, everything we thought that could potentially happen is happening right now before our eyes. So some of us are, I guess, maybe in shock over all that is developing and will continue to develop, including doing everything they can to get President Trump out of office. The sooner, the better. I mean, let's try Amendment 25, if not if impeachment 2.0.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've observed over just the last 4 years, I was suspicious, but now it's becoming confirmed. To be a progressive means that you get to ignore last week, certainly last month, last decade. You even get to ignore yesterday. And guess what? Whatever you do today, you get to start over again and ignore. We were taught when I was in school that the historical event in the McCarthy era was so wrong to have blacklists, to target people because of their beliefs or their affiliations. And many of the people who said this were the people who called themselves liberals. They called themselves the tolerant community. And they said it was a mistake for America not to have adopted this mindset. Now, 10, 20, or 30 years later, historians would discover that there was, in fact, an undertaking on the part of then the Soviet Union to infiltrate both the Roosevelt, the Truman, and even the Eisenhower administration. Mm-hmm. But we were told and instructed that any of the people associated, whether they were in Hollywood, whether they were in government, whatever they were doing in art, that we should not engage in blacklists. Mm-hmm. If you turn on the TV, if you listen to the radio, or, well, not the radio so much, or mainstream media, you're told that that's exactly what we need to do. Mm-hmm. We need a blacklist. We need to target people. We need to blame people. All this past summer, we heard the rhetoric from the progressives, including the Kamala Harris campaign staff and its official Twitter, that they were soliciting support to pay the bail and get legal compensation for those who were engaging in mayhem and rioting.
Right.
To the tune that the U.S. insurance industry says $1 billion.
Wow.
Destroy. Mm. All of that we now ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the answer is the slightest language conversation, presentation a person has, if any consequence flows from that that you don't like, you can attribute it to the conversation, even if the conversation explicitly says, now don't do this and be peaceful.
Exactly. Well, you know, they're writing the narrative, and they've got full control of it now, Horace. So if we had to suspend reality before, you know, what is the next? I mean, how much more reality can we suspend? I mean, we just have to go along to get along. I mean, even Nancy Pelosi, I thought this was interesting. She turns the Capitol breach because, see, the Democrats' filter and their worldview has everything to do with, you know, identity politics, right? So her comment was those that that breached the Capitol last week, they chose their whiteness over democracy. What? I mean, she did say this.
At the
yes.
White House?
Yes.
This summer? The people at the White House, did they choose their blackness or their brownness or their whiteness over democracy? Those that burned St. John's Church almost all the way to the ground, did they choose their wokeness over democracy? It is remarkable. Mayor of Washington, D.C., the mayor of Washington, D.C., actually, without authority, without following any legal process, renamed the area where the mayhem and violence occurred Black Lives Matter Plaza.
Right, exactly.
Now, I'm confused. If you wish to say to people, you may not engage in mayhem, you may not engage in rioting, you may not destroy property, do you honor their actions afterwards with some proclamation, or do you bring in the U.S. attorneys? It is remarkable to me that this summer our mainstream media failed to report how many people got their cases. It's called null prost. We are not going to actually prosecute these individuals. We're either going to undercharge them or we're going to dismiss their charges altogether.
Exactly.
Is it now the case that Muriel Bowser needs to be removed because she encouraged and she incited? The beauty of being a progressive is you don't have to be accountable for what happened yesterday. Exactly. You don't have to be accountable for what happened last night. In fact, whatever you do today, you don't have to be accountable for it tomorrow. I watched, you watched, and your audience watched all of the mayhem and the destruction that happened this summer, and all of the media's cover and license for it without nary a peep. No one's blacklisting anyone. No one is saying you shouldn't be allowed to run. No one is saying you shouldn't be allowed to have a job. No one's any of those things, even when corporations all across America donated to a group who had a manifesto that was antithetical to America. No, not nary a peep.
Right. Well, I don't know how this continues to stand. I mean, this is on such shaky ground. We can only hope that it implodes on himself. I was surprised, frankly, Horace, and I apologize to the audience because I really believed that the poor policies that were being presented, that clearly during the primaries, even the Democrats said, hey, we're not interested in it. And now they're trying to carry on as if they got a mandate as a result of the general election. And they're going full steam ahead with something that even, you know, 70% of their constituency, their direct constituency, said it doesn't pass the so what test. We're not interested. But that doesn't matter because progressives keep doing what they always do. They keep progressing, right?
That's right.
Well, this is most amazing. And you pointed out so clearly. But it's going to be a tough time for us right now because in order to reason together, you have to reason with reasonable people. And that seems to be a bit anemic right now, in my estimation. We've got more from Horace Cooper on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The Tide Ministry and local leaders in Mozambique recently initiated a Bible training radio program in the Chichewa language, and it's already receiving positive responses. The program is geared towards training pastors, but seekers and new believers also tune in to the broadcasts. One listener shared his journey of repentance after hearing a lesson on the parable of the prodigal son. He shares that while he was not a believer, this broadcast helped him to see that he was a sinner in need of forgiveness. He says, "I need repentance because I'm a sinner. I want God to forgive me." It's exciting to hear from unbelievers who've been enlightened and are now putting their faith in Christ after listening to the Tide Radio program.
To learn more about how the Tide Radio programs are helping to train pastors and share the gospel with listeners in Mozambique, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, as we take on the onslaught that is beyond absurd, you know, when you can't reason with reasonable people and things are broad brushly, you know, presented to us. I mean, even Republicans, surprisingly, Horace Cooper is saying 99% of the people that stormed the Bastille there at the Capitol were Trump supporters. We don't know that. I mean, that hasn't been filtered out. We don't know exactly who was there. We do know from some evidence that came up that, the blogosphere was filled with invitations from nefarious forces, whether it was Black Lives Matter or Antifa, you know, to show up and to infiltrate what's going on. And it was reported that one of the Antifaites was arrested, or at least detained, and his get-out-of-jail card was, "Well, I was just there to observe."
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of a counterintuitive argument.
Okay.
I think if we work as a community, as a movement, to see to it that every single person who breached the Capitol is held accountable, it will be the only way to find out who the people are. If we complain that they were us and not them, and we ultimately prevent a thorough investigation, here's what the establishment will say. Well, they decided not to go forward with this. We decided just make sure that we could have some kind of unity, and we dropped the investigation process. And the ones we've already arrested, yes, we're going to go ahead on and prosecute them, but we're pretty much done. If we as a movement say, no, we want every single person arrested and held responsible, that is going to be the only way that we as a nation will see who it was. And I think it would behoove us all to join in that endeavor.
Well, that's. I think you bring up a great point here. I think the other thing that's quite telling, and I don't know if this, got on your radar as quickly as it did mine, was how instantaneously the chief of police for D.C. resigned. He didn't even have his second cup of coffee for the morning. I mean, he said, "I'm out of here."
Absolutely. I want to repeat, however, I saw Mayor Muriel Bowser stand up and say the words. She couldn't quite get them out right in the right order, but, she was for order and law, not law and order, but she was for holding people accountable, and criminal behavior was not going to be sanctioned. One, it's a really telling statement from a mayor of D.C. I mean, usually it's after your second term that the federal indictment for your corruption brings you forward and you have to step down, and you head to prison. So you can understand why someone like a mayor in D.C. might be a little bit skeptical about the whole law and order thing. But the other side of it was watching her complete and total abdication of leadership throughout this summer.
Exactly.
We're experiencing in our nation's capital an epidemic crime. We're experiencing elevated murder rates, elevated robbery rates. No comments, no statements, no imploring the public that we should try to find ways to tamp these things down. Complete and abject silence. After saying to the Capitol Police, "We do not want to get extra support to you, and we don't want to see armed people in Washington, D.C., whose job is law enforcement," after doing that, which crippled our law enforcement's abilities to respond to this situation, now, all of a sudden, she's a new, born-again law and order advocate.
Right. Well, the other interesting thing about Muriel Bowser was she wants a curfew enacted after the damage has been done and the people have left Dodge. I mean, who are you curfewing here? There's nobody left in town, for you to put up a curfew. This was all, all for show on her part. But anybody with any understanding of leadership realized how hollow that was. Horace, a couple other topics I wanted to get to here, and one of them was, now we're talking voter reparations. What is all this?
Professor Brandon Hasbrook wrote a piece in The Nation in which he has promoted one of the most dangerously racist ideas, and there have been many dangerous racist ideas put forward. This one is that the color of your skin should determine whether your vote counts more than the other citizens who live in your community or your country. This racist idea throws out one man, one vote principle, just right. throws it completely out the window, and then says that we're going to let the race of the voter determine how much weight their vote gets. Hey, Bull Connor Much, this is an amazingly dangerous idea. Oh, and by the way, who's going to get to decide who's actually black or who's white or any of those things? In the famous Plessy v. Ferguson case of 1896, it turned on where the Supreme Court failed to uphold the equality principle. It turned on the idea that there was a right the state of Louisiana to determine by looking at you whether or not one of your great-grandparents, two of your great-grandparents, or three of your great-grandparents were from African heritage. This idea today is likely going to be required as a form of government-issued ID. The government would then decide who's black, who's brown, who's white. The very idea that Martin Luther King said that people shouldn't be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, kicked to the side
yes.
so that we can give special benefits and privileges to people on the basis of race. Now, look at this, Hasbrook's article in The Nation. You can put it on Instagram. You can put it on Pinterest. All social media, this evil, racist idea is A-OK. Stop the steal. No, we can't discuss that.
No, exactly. It is amazing that people are so quiet about this, Horace, because this is how, you know, bad ideas get into the bloodstream of the voter politic. They throw something up there and, you know, next thing you know, just like the critical race theory, it gains traction. And we're living in an upside down world here, right?
We are living in an upside down world, and the very institutions that we counted upon to support freedom, to support liberty, to support free expression are falling down on the job. I am very disappointed that our corporate entities that have had so much influence and have been given so much benefit in America
exactly.
have forgotten that.
Yeah.
Have forgotten that. And they're targeting America for being America.
Well, this is
really something that needs to be reconsidered.
Well, without a doubt, their globalist ambitions have gotten in the way and blinded them. I mean, this is all a run to a one-world government that the planet can be better ruled by central command entities, is it not?
Well, they definitely are saying to themselves, we don't have any fealty to America. We're interested in our own bottom lines and how it benefits us. The thing is, it's America that makes that prosperity possible. You take America out of that equation and all of this comes tumbling down. You can't flee to Africa. You can't flee to Europe. You can't flee to Asia and escape it. It's America's traditions and the rule of law that have made all of this possible.
The evidence is empirical and clear, but yet they're challenging this for the sake of some utopian theoretical idea about fundamentally transforming America and fundamentally at the same time transforming the world to somehow fit into this utopian concept and hope upon hope. We've seen this happen before historically, and it has not bode well for those who experience and, are besieged by the idea. Horace Cooper, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a vote of 223 to 205, the House of Representatives on Tuesday night approved a resolution calling on Vice President Pence to remove President Trump from office by invoking the 25th Amendment. Pence said on Tuesday that he will not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office because it would set a terrible precedent. A Kansas woman was executed for strangling an expectant mother and removing a baby from her womb in 2004. It's the first time in nearly 70 years that the U.S. government has put to death a female inmate. 52-year-old Lisa Montgomery was pronounced dead early Wednesday morning after the Supreme Court rejected a stay of execution. The lethal injection was administered at a federal prison complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. The U.S. military's Joint Chiefs of Staff, the uniformed leaders of the military branches, on Tuesday put out a rare message to service members saying the violent riots last week were an assault on America's constitutional process and against the law. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And clearly on the landscape, what we're seeing is big tech censorship is arising and progressing seemingly unimpeded. So how should freedom-loving Americans respond? The president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, joins us now. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm trying to redirect everybody's energy toward, in a sense, an American first policy. I mean, forget about the Republicans and Democrats. You know, we got to set that aside. Politics has not served us well, clearly. But we need to get back to first principles. First principles being that, above all, we are Americans, right?
Oh, absolutely. That is first principles. And I think, we have to get reattached to what that means. Mm-hmm. One of the great battles and successes of the left is trying to redefine what being an American is. And it's a, we have to redefine what that means. And it's going to be it's a challenge. But, you know, in terms of big tech stuff, there's actually an advantage to what the big tech people have done over the last month or so in terms of deplatforming the president and basically throwing Tom Fitton off of Facebook and all those kind of, or Twitter, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. The advantage is people didn't realize the immense amount of power that they had. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of were living in a world where they assumed that, no, these guys can't do this, and they wouldn't be able to do it even if they wanted to, and, oh, you know, financially it doesn't make any sense for them to do it, so they won't do it because the market's right. What matters, and they all want to profit. Well, what Twitter's proven is they lost 12% of their market value by throwing Trump off of the president off of the platform, mm-hmm. and they don't care because they aren't they're not really a for-profit entity. They certainly like to get everybody's money, but what they really are is a political entity. Mm-hmm. And they turned into a political entity when President Trump used their platform to win the election in 2016, and they vowed that that would never happen again.
Right. So they kind of felt like they were violated, right? That Donald Trump utilized their platform.
Dare you use our platform to do something that we don't want done? Mm-hmm. And that's when they converted over from being a neutral platform to being an edited platform. Right. And they did that over a period of 3 years, and so now we're in a position where we're at, where where people are abandoning Facebook, they're abandoning Twitter because of the censorship and, at the very least, the inability to deliver message effectively on there. And they go to a place like Parler. A big shock to, I think, a lot of people who haven't been paying that close of attention is that the ability of somebody like Amazon Web Services to essentially deplatform what is effectively a billion-dollar company, mm-hmm. which is what Parler is.
Right.
They were able to deplatform them in a blink of an eye. That Apple and Google, which have the two major app stores through the Android and through the Apple iPhone, were able to say, no, we're not going to allow we're going to disable the Apple app or the Google app for Parler off of your phones,
right?
Simply by doing an update, making it go away. And so they effectively have proven to us that they have a capacity to make people invisible, even a billion-dollar company. They're trying to make the President of the United States invisible and basically erase President Trump from the annals of American history. And they're doing it using the argument, oh, we're a private company. We can do whatever we want to do. And so
But you can't hide behind government protection any longer now. And you bring up a critical point here, Rick Manning, and that is that all these entities are coming out. The election. I mean, if Donald Trump was a single force for exposure, I would say the election has done that, because now they're coming out in the streets. They're partying. They're exercising their muscle, thinking that they have won. But they may end up ruining the day, because right now it's 12% down in the stock market. And whether or not you're talking about big tech, it's interesting on how all these other media companies, CNN, Fox and included now, other media companies that we thought, and we had some idea, in some cases were obvious, whether it was MSNBC, CNBC, it was obvious who they were for, the networks, but Fox now abandoning, ship as well, and now, conservatives are scrambling, for other resources and go to areas that they can, get the news and make sure that they're up to date as to what's happening in their country and what these progressives are up to.
And Bill, one of the things I would suggest people do, and we've been pushing this pretty hard, if you have a group like, say, Americans for Limited Government that you want to follow, you want to get there the information that we put out on a daily basis, so you're not dependent upon social media companies to get it, you need to go to the website, like getliberty.org, our website, and actually affirmatively put your email in. So we have a capacity to talk to you, even if we don't exist on Facebook, even if we don't exist on Twitter, even if they take Parler away.
Right.
We have a capacity to talk to you directly in your inbox. Second thing people need to do, you need to check and say, do I really want Google to determine who gets put in the spam filter and who gets put into my inbox? Mm-hmm. Because if you've got a Gmail account, Google determines that. So we have to start looking at some of those free accounts and say, maybe that's not where I want to be. Mm-hmm. The alternative is something like Proton Mail, which is a secure, much more secure email system. Mm-hmm. And and it's free. And you're not going to end up getting, shuttered off to the side and not mm-hmm. receive materials you want to receive through Proton Mail. So there's some things that we need to do if we want to stay informed. You have to anticipate that the left's shown that they're willing to use this power, that they're not going to be deterred. And the only way to deter them in truth is to be able to avail yourself of things that they don't control.
Exactly.
And at this juncture, the email in your inbox they don't control unless you give them that power by using Gmail.
Who controls Proton?
I don't know that answer. I just know a lot of my friends who are concerned about secure communications. Mm-hmm. Use that system.
How do we sign up? How do we sign up? Do you know?
You go to protonmail.com and sign up. I get no residuals from ProtonMail, by the way.
Yeah.
This is just I'm trying to provide secure opportunities to be able to communicate.
Yeah,
and ProtonMail is one that I think I've been told is secure. Not a tech guy, not an encryption guy, but I'm told it's encrypted.
Right. So between that and going directly to websites, websites are not going to be censored like anything that Google or Twitter has a hold of. Parler right now, it seems like there's going to be some censorship taking place there. I was suggesting to James Herson the other day, we may end up, Rick, having to speak code. Is this what it's going to come down to? I mean, we're like turning into a third world country like the underground churches of China that operate in code.
Well, I think some people will. If you've got a business interest that's at risk and needs to be able to have the ability to do online banking, for instance, you may want to be speaking code. As for me, I'm basically the code I'm speaking is the code that comes from Matthew 5-8. Uh-huh. I'm speaking a code that's very clear, and that is I'm standing up for Christ. I'm going to be very clear that. My worst nightmare was what happened at the Capitol because it created an environment where they had an excuse to go after us.
Yes.
But from a practical perspective, Christ is very clear. He says, turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say, however, to just to not proclaim Christ. We have to be bold.
Right.
And so the choice I make is to boldly proclaim the truth,
mm-hmm.
and that includes the Christian message,
right.
But doing so in such a way that they can't find harm, except for that they don't like the message.
Right.
And mm-hmm. and I welcome whatever reaction they want to do, but I think we have to start demonstrating to the world what a Christian looks like,
mm-hmm.
because the only way we're going to win the hearts and minds of our children and our friends is if they look at it and say, you know what, you're not the angry person they're describing.
Right.
You're actually the opposite of what they're describing. I want to be like you and not like...
Yeah, what do you have that I don't have? Exactly.
What do you have that I don't have? And that's where we got to be. That's where we have to plant our flag. That's where I'm planting my flag.
Amen. ALG I'm right with you. We got to go to break. Rick, let's pick it up from there. More from Rick Manning after this.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, I'm with you. I'm planting the flag based on a biblical worldview and what God has called us to do. He also said, besides turning the other cheek, is that they will know us by the love we have. I mean, other people speak of love so casually, but the love that God's calling us to is love that comes from Him. If we can't love God first, then we're not going to be able to love others in that same measure, and that's the kind of love that stands out. That's the kind of love that people says, hey, Rick, there's something about you I don't understand, but I want what you got, right?
That's exactly right. And it's a, you know, we've got, there's so many different verses we could use, but one of the ones that strikes me is we're called to be light to the world. Right. Now, Jesus was the light of the world, but we're called to be Christ-like and to be light to the world. He tells us very specifically to not hide your light under a bushel basket, to shine, to allow people to see it, because light's what drives out darkness.
Exactly.
The darkness doesn't drive out light. Yeah. Light drives out darkness. Right. And each of us has the capacity to drive out the darkness around us by being that light. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. I mean, it's really, you know, we are fallen people. We make mistakes, and when we make mistakes, the people who are in the darkness will call out that and say hypocrite and all that, not recognizing that we are all fallen beings. But we do have a responsibility to be the light, and for those who are around you, particularly to be the light for them, because people are scared right now. There's the moorings of our country, of a lot of people in this country, the things they thought were true, are now shaken to the core.
Exactly.
And I think there's going to be more of that as we move ahead. And so when people are most likely to examine alternative ideas, alternative approaches when their moorings are shook. And so this is an incredible opportunity, and I choose to look at it that way.
So.
This is an incredible opportunity for people to find God and find what their purpose in life is and stop just playing the rat race of what we've devolved into and becoming truly a Christian people.
Exactly. Well, Christian people are also identified by the peace in which they walk in, which is the peace that the everyday man does not understand. It's so extraordinary. It is the peace that keeps you from being part of a mob reaction, which, as you said, Rick, within our humanity, we could find ourselves in a mob reactive state and doing some things like what happened at the Capitol building. I mean, there were some good people, seriously good people, who got involved, and I know that they're saying post the storming of the Bastille, I don't know what got into me. I'm a knucklehead. I deserve the consequences of my action. I should not have done it. I don't quite understand. But this is what happens when you let go of your peace and you get reactive. Then it leads to evil. And as you point out quite clearly, the left is real quick to point fingers and indict the entire movement and people of like mind, because there's no room for, consideration, for forgiveness or understanding. I mean, like you said, the people of America, they're freaking out. But God says, look, don't let go of your peace. He will contend with those that contend with us. We got to let God fight that fight. I mean, we have a specific, as you're pointing out here, Rick, is we have a specific duty and lane that we must travel in to be in alignment with God's purposes. America is unhinged right now, and we don't want to participate in the stuff that promotes evil. We want to participate with God in the thing that promotes love and peace, right?
100% correct. And one of the things that's happened that's kind of caused this is the isolation that's been imposed upon much of America due to the COVID fears. And that isolation breeds desperation and the loss of hope. And it is so one of the things, a lot of places, churches still aren't open. It seems absurd to me, but it's just true. A lot of places, the government won't allow churches to be open, or pastors are making individual decisions based on the congregation. It is incumbent upon people who care about this, who care about your families, to at least do online Bible studies once a week, where you are in the Word and just kind of be reminded about God's love. You may not be able to get the fellowship of the church, but go. The one I belong to is Bible Study Fellowship, which is available online, and they're doing the classes online, and it is an opportunity to stay to be in the Word. We're doing Genesis right now, right. And become familiar with it. And but more importantly, to understand God's love and to be able to feel God's love by being in the Word and talking to others who are also in the Word through the chat room. And it is extraordinary. It's just one of many opportunities, but I would encourage people to engage in that. And obviously, sign up for my website, getliberty.org. We're a secular organization, although the piece I've got out today or yesterday, which is How Should We Respond, is a Christian response. And so that's available on our, if you go to our blog site, which is dailytorch.com, you can see that and find a lot of our other content, which is directly about what's happening politically in the world. And you'll get straight scoop from us.
Yeah, exactly. Rick, I believe there should not be any excuse or apology for our faith and our values. I mean, because when you look back in history, the impact of Christianity, what it's had on cultures through the millennium, is quite clear. And, and here we are. We've got an opportunity, as you say, when it gets tough. It is the tough that gets going, and that's where our light can really shine so brightly. As some forces are turning out the lights and wanting to keep America in the dark, it is the light that's going to show us the right road that we should be in, and the peace that we should live under, because otherwise we're going to get caught up. We're going to get upset. A lot of people were upset about what happened and the fact that the forces do not want to hear from us. You know, this is Barack Obama 2.0, if you remember, when the Republicans tried to talk about health care as this was coming up. And he pretty much shut them down, says, look, elections have consequences. Now, that is the mentality of the Democratic Party. That's what we're going to deal with. So let's not be surprised. And, that's the thing that we need to prepare for, is that there's nothing new under the sun here. I mean, the Democrat, we're not that far away from a Democratic administration, only 4 years away. We saw what happened, how the middle class was attacked, how, they tried to take over our health care and other areas of our lives to control us. All they're going to do is implement what they failed to implement previously and double down on what they were able to implement, don't you think?
We also saw how they used the IRS to attack their political opponents.
Exactly.
We saw how the Department of Justice did the same exact thing. And I think it would be, and we saw how the Department of Justice attempted to influence the election in 2016, mm-hmm. And led to an impeachment of the president, over a 3-year battle that was completely fabricated. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we know what's real in terms of, the power of the federal government. And ultimately, right now, from a political power standpoint, the place we have to go to is, if you live in a state that is Republican controlled, you have to really hold the Republican legislators and the Republican governor and the Republican attorney general. You need to hold their feet to the fire, mm-hmm. because that's where they're going to have to fight back. They're going to have to fight back by pushing the envelope and forcing the federal government to say, no, you have to follow what we right. say and not what you want, mm-hmm. and fight it out in court. Believe exactly. it or not, those judges that the president got appointed and pushed through, those judges are on the side of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they disappointed us in dealing with the election and basically allowed the fraud to stand, I believe that was there was fear that they didn't want to seem to be appointing the president. And if it had been one state, they might have intervened, but when there were 6 states, it was too much.
Right.
But we have to put to a test of what these guys' judicial philosophy really is. And the only way to do that is to attack it from the state level,
right.
And go at it that way. So if you live in a state that is, that has Republican control, you need to demand that your state legislators do it. If you live in a county that has Republican control, you need to demand that your counties do it. If you've got a school district that's Republican control, you need to demand your school district does it.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, every level of government needs to stand up to the federal government and assert their prerogatives, their rights under the Constitution, and in doing so, force the issue into the courts. And if it does nothing else, it stalls the capacity of a Biden administration from finishing the fundamental transformation that Barack Obama attempted to do over his last 8 years.
Excellent points, Rick. I've been saying, democracy demands courage. It demands action. We are all as much to blame as anybody else for this election and what went on. It wasn't like it was, you know, new to us. I mean, there were some people say, well, I wasn't aware the Democrats were moving on these key states and forcing them to really open the door for election fraud. We did know and we did report on it, but we didn't act on it like the Democrats. The Democrats acted. They had a plan and they were very aggressive in executing their plan, and they're successful. They were successful in such an outlandish way that we sit here with the results. But that is,
yeah,
that aside,
I would say their billionaires cared more than our billionaires.
Yeah.
Sadly, that's true. I mean, Zuckerberg
right.
put $350 million into making it so, the election system was tainted.
Exactly.
It was all corporate contribution and giving it to states to do and counties to get voter turnout in counties where he wanted voter turnout to occur, mm-hmm. and to train people how to get around the law.
Exactly.
That's what they did. They were successful.
Got to leave it there. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, until next week, buddy. Be safe. Godspeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line.